Good evening, everyone, and happy Wednesday. This is Mary Hernandez. Welcome to Angel Answers. We're very happy to be here again this week. I'm one of your hosts tonight. I'm also joined by DC Love and Liz Sister. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Good.
Doing great, Mary.
Liz, would you like to share a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm Liz Fister. I'm an intuitive empath and a card reader. I use tarot and oracle cards. I communicate with spirit through sense of feel. And I'm a Reiki healer, and I also am a meditation teacher. And I'm just happy to be here again this week with you ladies.
Beautiful, Liz.
Awesome.
And Mary, can you go next?
Yes, I'm also an intuitive empath with the ability to communicate with spirit and the angels. I own a variety of oracle and tarot decks, one of which my good friend, Liz Sister, on one of my hosts, gifted me. So I'll be using it tonight.
Oh, fantastic.
How exciting. That sounds amazing, Mary. Thank you. And everyone, this is DC Love. I'm a small, medium, at large. And that's what I'm going to say about me, because I have a channeled message from our angels, and they ask that I share it with everyone. So here goes. Blessings, beloved ones. We, your angels, are here tonight to help you release all concerns, whether they are physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. Please be willing to surrender every problem and situation to God and the angels in return for resolutions and peace. You each are now given a pen and paper to write down everything that's been on your mind. But first, relax and take a few deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. Again. This will help you to connect with your consciousness. Focus on your heart chakra, which is located in the center of your chest. Now place one of your hands over your heart and feel the love that is within each of you. And notice how it begins to fill you up. It fills you up and begins to surround you. Allow this love to continue outward from you to everyone. Compassion and joy, they begin to emanate from you, as well as love and light. You sense a calmness that comes over you, and you set your intentions. Before you begin to write, think about everything that has been weighing heavily upon your mind. You take your hand down from your heart, and now you pick up your pen, and you begin to contemplate any concerns that you are having, any challenges that you are going through. They could be health issues, relationship issues, career concerns, family problems. Maybe you have a sense of lack. And anything at all that is causing a concern and brings about stress or negativity in your life, it's time to let it go. Okay. You look down on the paper and you begin to write, and you notice that all of your concerns are now listed. And as you look up from your paper, you notice that the angels are drawing near. These beautiful celestial beings begin to surround you. They're here to give the support to you that you are needing. And beside you are your guardian angels. They've been with you ever since your birth and even before that. And everyone does have guardian angels. They are with you continually throughout your earthly journey. Behind you, you notice Archangel Raphael and also Archangel Michael and many other archangels who are very powerful angels. If you're ever in need of immediate assistance, please call on these powerful angels, and they will be right by your side. Next, you begin to notice there are healing angels standing all around, as well as any angels that you have a special connection with. They are also very happy to assist you today and anytime that you need any help with any area of your life. All they ask is that you show gratitude. A simple thank you is all that is needed. As you complete your list, you notice that anxiety and stress begin to fade away. Tension and pain lift as well. All the fear that you've been holding onto, anything that's holding you back, and any kind of negative thinking patterns, they too are fading away. All physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual issues begin to heal. Any worry or guilt are completely gone. Love, inner peace, and positivity remain. The angels place a beautiful golden box before each of you. You are now asked to put your list of concerns in the box and shut the lid. And as you do, you notice the angels carrying each of those boxes to heaven. You are now inspired to change your life, and you are filled with love and compassion. The connection with your angels today has been so very powerful. It is uplifting and insightful and actually magical. God has answered all your questions and prayers, and he reminds us to ask ourselves, what would love do? Because love is always the answer. Allow love now to begin with you and continue to everyone you connect with until the whole planet is healed. You feel renewed in your body, your mind, and your soul. You are now centered in your heart space, knowing all is truly well. You have released all that no longer serves you. You know that your angels are near, and you can call upon them whenever you need them. There is no limit on how many times they can help you. They remind you that you create the life that you live, so why not create one that is filled with love? Everything you need, beloveds, is within you. You are now able to live in the moment and experience all the good that life has to offer. You thank God and the angels for the love and the healing that has taken place. And they are nearby to offer loving support. God reminds us that we are here to be happy, and love has the power to change the world. And this love has enough power to heal your heart and as well transform your mind. This healing is real, and everyone has the power to do it. Everyone's love has impact and value. Use this power often. We love you, your angels. And that was what I was guided to share tonight, ladies.
Beautiful. Wow, that was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And yeah. Liz, you have the honor of running our switchboard tonight.
Yeah.
Have some fun. And we have to warn everyone, the energy is very high tonight. So if you do, in fact, connect it by accident, we would never, you know, drop you. Just please call back.
Okay. Are we ready, ladies?
We are ready.
All right. Here we go. Hello, area code 203. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your name, please?
Hello. My name is Jose.
How are you, Jose? Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I had a couple of questions in mind. For example, one of my friends passed away recently. And I was wondering, does she have a message for me?
Let's see.
Can we have his name, his first name?
Her name is Erica.
Josue.
Her name is Erica? Okay. Okay, go ahead, Mary.
No, I just wanted, I thought you were asking Josue's name. So
okay.
The name is Erica.
Erica, yes. May I ask you, do you see like almost like people like walking out of the corner of your eye? Because I feel like you catch like glimpses of shadows and you think you see someone, but you really do.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, because I do feel, you know, she is with you and you're catching like little glimpses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying that, you know, you worry a lot much about things that you can't change, and it's just a waste of time, okay? She's saying that she loves you, and your friendship is very, very important to her, and she's always with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is she showing me? She's walking in, and there's a gentleman beside her. And I'm seeing the letter A. Do you have any idea who this may be? And I'm seeing the A around possibly maybe grandparents.
My grandfather.
Does that...
me and my grandfather, he died. He was actually the other question I was going to ask.
Okay, did he have a breathing issue, hon?
I'm sorry?
Because I feel like a heaviness in my chest. Did he have a breathing issue?
Yeah.
Okay, because I feel a breathing issue. Okay, is there any connection possibly to the month of August? Because I am getting, he's saying that he is your grandfather, and I don't know, for some reason I'm getting the month of August.
So I don't know. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, that's okay. But I do see the connection. He is saying grandfather. Okay. Did he dress really nicely? Because I feel like he was very well dressed.
Not really. He was mostly like a country type of person, you know, like farmers wear.
Yeah, but I do see maybe there's like special outings on Sunday or something, because I do see him like dressed and almost like a bow tie.
That's
what I'm being seen. So I don't know if he's dressed differently on Sundays. But he's saying to you, he's saying, you know, why are you so afraid? He's saying, you know what, it's okay. You know, you've got to try something new, something exciting. And he wants to be there with you. Has it been a little while since you had some fun, hun?
Yeah.
Okay, because he's just saying, you know, you've got to get, you know, you've got to have a little bit more fun. Okay, and he's saying house. Is there a concern about a house?
A house, you said?
Yeah, is there something on your mind, like in regard to a house? Or maybe where you live would be considered your home?
Okay, no,
are there any water issues maybe? Is there any leaky pipes or anything like that? Because I'm getting water. I'm hearing, like, water.
No.
Okay, well, just hold on to that, and just, you know, when you get time, just check around, make sure everything is all right, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's saying water, so I don't know, but water sometimes does, you know, relate to emotions as well, but it could be actually a problem within the home itself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he's saying you don't realize how much others really do appreciate you, hon, okay?
All right.
Okay, and he's saying, like, what's going on that you feel so restless? Because he's showing me, like, a sense of, like, restlessness, you know? So he's just asking, you know, what's causing you to be so restless? I don't know if you want, you know, maybe you don't really realize it, but he feels like you're a little bit restless, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, when they come in, they want to talk about things that are on their mind about us, you know. So, but I'm getting, he's saying, you know, you've got to face your fears. He's saying you've got to take that leap of faith. And he's saying you've got some great ideas. Don't be afraid, you know, to really use them. Because if you do, you're going to have, you know, a sense of, you know, like success. And you're really going to, make something of yourself that you never knew was possible. So don't be afraid. That's all I have, hon. I'm turning you over to the ladies. God bless.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Liz, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
You go ahead.
Okay. So for Josue, for Erica, I pulled a card from my Talking to Heaven deck. And it said, I pulled Remember Me by the Happy Memories We Created. And there's a whole bunch of pictures and beautiful skies. And the outlook is amazing. I mean, the memories that you guys created. And she's asking me to read from the book for you. She says, I can see you remembering me with heaviness in your heart because you worry and grieve. These are normal, beautiful, and understandable emotions. and they are part of your healing. However, when the dust settles, I really wish that you would focus upon our happy times instead of the sad ending. Keep my memory alive by thinking of me at our most joyful times. When something stirs a pleasant memory, talk to me about this, and know that I will hear you and share the sentimental moments with you. So it's so amazing. I'm getting like total chills from head to toe. So that message was from Erica. And then you asked about your grandfather, but I had pulled cards for you in regards to, and I got the Chariot. So similar to what DC was saying from your grandfather, this is rewards that comes from hard work, successfully balancing many priorities at once, using your determination and willpower, and public recognition. So I don't know, you know, like your grandfather said also, face your fears. You know, you have the power to make things happen and the determination. So the Chariot, the book meaning is, the Chariot is a card of success as the culmination of hard work. Usually when it appears, someone is being challenged by several competing priorities at once, often at odds with another. The card indicates the need for great balance, diligence, and absolute focus. Don't let people or situations steal you off course. So, and then on the other card I picked out for you was the five. These two jumped out. The Five of Earth. And it's basically showing an angel. And then there's a lady on the bench, and the angel's just, you know, working on her, holding hands to her head, you know, to kind of like take away the negative thoughts that the person is having. So the Five of Air, Five of Earth is negative thoughts manifesting into real challenges. Fears surrounding money, reach out to others for assistance. Poor timing for becoming self-employed. So the challenges you are currently facing, it says, are at least in part due to negative thoughts. You are very focused on things that you desire but do not have. Either that, or you are focused on things that you are experiencing but don't want in your life. This is a card of lack. It represents times when your thoughts are locked on unwanted outcomes. There is help available, but you can't see it. What about asking your angels for guidance? You can ask Archangel Sandalphon to take your prayers to the divine and bring you the answers in the form of a sign that's easy for you to recognize. You could ask your guardian angels to assist you in all ways possible today and every day. Refocus your thoughts on the good things in your life, even if they're small, and try to keep them there. And that's the meaning of the card. I think both of them are very good cards. The Chariot is just amazing, and it's just a confirmation of what your grandfather channeled, that DC channeled from your grandfather.
Okay.
Liz, do you have, what did you get? Hope that resonates.
Yeah. So the card I pulled is a picture of a triangle, and a triangle is all about balance, right? It needs all three sides to stand up and to be stable. And that's a connection we have within us with our mind, body, and soul, right? So this card says, intuition leads us to answers as the mind, body, and soul create a greater connection while working in unison. So, you know, DC letting you know at the beginning there about the little flashes of light, the glimpses. And so your friends are there, your loved ones are there, and they're trying to connect with you. And what you need to do is take those deep breaths, close your eyes for their answers. They're going to send you messages. They're going to show you that they're around, supporting you. And when you tap into your intuition and you unlock that power, you're able to just be successful at everything. And you have nothing to worry about. You have no fear. Just, you know that you're being guided. Know that you're being directed. And that's exactly, you know, what your loved ones are trying to help you do, and they want to be there to help support you. So I hope that that resonates with you, and, you know, call us back and let us know how you make out. Follow up with us, okay?
Will do. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good evening.
All right, guys. Bye.
Okay,
that was beautiful, ladies.
Ladies.
And what I want to say though is, did you hear how Mary's accent? She had like this really, really different kind of accent.
Yeah.
I haven't heard before. So it was actually, I feel like it was actually the grandfather's accent. That was amazing.
Yeah, it was
amazing. I was wondering why I was talking a certain way. I'm like, okay. I just figured sometimes they take over. So it happens.
They
yeah.
do. Yes. But I just wanted to, you know, mention that. That was awesome, ladies. Great reading.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Liz, do we have any more callers?
I don't even know if we're going to get to them all.
Okay.
We'll
try.
So here we go.
Hello.
212? You're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your name?
Sure. This is Bryn from New York City.
Hi,
hello
Bryn.
Everybody.
How are you? Do you have a question for us?
Hi, Bryn.
Hi, DC. Hello, everybody there. Mary and
hi.
Hi. So I have a specific question tonight. Next year I'm planning a move out of New York City. I feel like I've had my dance with New York City since I grew up here. And I'm looking at, I've been looking at different places. I was looking at Pennsylvania or Asheville, North Carolina or Florida. Now, Florida seems to, and the weird thing about Florida is I've never been drawn to Florida, but when I got a message, I guess, from my guides about Florida, and I want some insight as to ideas, like what do you pick up in terms of where you see me moving, but, you know, if you see anything about Florida or anything else.
Okay.
Bryn, this is Mary. I immediately, as soon as you were saying all the three states, and as soon as you Florida, and I'm still getting chills, from head to toe chills. So I'm getting a big yes on Florida because I got like total chills and my like I'm all goosey.
That's
I'll
what
pick
I've
a
been...
card for you, but I'll let the ladies, you know, take their turn and see what else
this
comes
is,
through.
This is Liz, Mary, and I felt the same way as you were talking. I was even still getting the chills.
Right? Me too. I'm still getting it. It's so amazing.
Yeah. So I definitely think that's where you're headed, Bryn. And the card I pulled for you says the situation will improve, and it has dolphins on it. And when I think of Florida, I think of going there and swimming with
that's
the
funny.
Dolphins, right? And it's it's an angel swimming with the dolphins. So there's big stuff, and this angel up above her, they're swimming upward, but there's a big bright light. You know, so she's being guided there. You're being guided there.
Interesting.
You're being directed to go there for a reason. There's going to be a lot of opportunity and a lot of good things coming your way. It's really it's pretty intense here.
I could sure use all that. It's been a tough year, not for only me, but everybody, you know.
Yeah, sure. Okay, who's next? Girl?
Beautiful, and this is DC. I agree with the ladies totally. I just felt like when you said Florida, the energy was like a big whoosh. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, if you have any kind of money issues, they're going to be resolved, you know, in Florida. And you've got to realize you are this unique individual, and you have these beautiful creative abilities.
Right.
Okay, so I feel that you're going to do well there. And the world needs a little bit more Bryn, and I think Florida is the place. So don't be overwhelmed with what's going on right now. You've got to remove any kind of emotional reaction that you have going on and put out those good vibes and those good intentions to the universe and start planning for that amazing future, okay? And when Liz talked about water, I immediately I saw a boat. okay? And the beautiful, beautiful water. And a woman appeared, and she stood before me. And I feel like this is like a relative of yours. I feel like this woman has a very, very outgoing personality.
I don't know
she
if any
loved
relatives
to read.
Down there.
No, this lady's on the other side, hon. But I feel like she was very creative as well. I see paintbrushes, and I don't know if, you know, if she loved to read books or she wrote books. I feel she was very spiritual.
Yeah.
And I just feel like she's going to be with you, like, when you go to Florida, and I saw beautiful rainbows. Okay?
Yeah, I saw them the other day. I don't know exactly what I get the West Coast for some reason of Florida. Not when I was asking my guides, East or West Coast, I get not exactly on the coast, but maybe like a little inward from the West Coast.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out
what
she's
saying. Visualize what it is that you want to manifest. Okay?
Right.
And see it as if it's already here.
Okay,
and, you know, envision that you're there and life is wonderful, and you're saying to yourself, I can't believe, you know, my life, this is like I'm on vacation every day of the year. This is so amazing. And feel how, you know, how wonderful your life truly is. That's what I have, hon. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies if they have anything more to add. Ladies?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Mary again. I got the King of Fire for you. A king sitting on his throne. I'm sure you're spiritual because I know you know what the king means. He's sitting on his throne with all these cups. And the card is, it says, all right, everyone, just follow me. I'm being guided again to read from the book. I guess you need to hear this. So it says, you or your situation, you are in charge. When you walk into the room, everyone rises and begins singing, following the leader. People are inspired by you as a role model in business or as a community leader. You are charismatic, charming, and funny, and others find you endlessly entertaining. People will follow you anywhere because they believe in your vision and your ability to motivate them to do great things. Sure, you've made mistakes in the past, but you've learned from them and used those lessons to soar to new heights. Although, let's be honest, your flair for the dramatic and your bigger-than-life view of the world can be just a tad exhausting or a lot exhausting. It depends on the day. It's making me laugh. Still, you're more fun than a barrel of monkeys and a super cool parent. Because, frankly, you're basically just a kid yourself. Words of awareness for this card mean learn to share the spotlight at least a little. Try to pay attention for more than 10 minutes. Not everything is about you.
Right.
Stop pacing and sit down every once in a while. Occasionally, the rules actually do apply to your plan. And additional meanings of this card, which is very good, it's a financial windfall, an unexpected supporter of your cause, public speaking, or an entrepreneurial opportunity, a promotion to be a leader of a group, or a benevolent dictator. So those are that's the King of Fire I got for you.
Oh, thank you.
Amazing card.
It's a mouthful there.
Sorry.
No.
If you wanted
me to
read the book, obviously it resonated.
right. Well, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for those confirmations. I was feeling the same way. And the weird thing is I'd never been drawn to Florida. I never had a desire, but now it's like there's something there. There's some kind of zone I need to look at there, like a zone or an area there. Anyway, thank you.
Well, you get back in touch with us, Bryn, and let us know how you make out, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, everybody.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies,
that was awesome,
are we ready
ladies.
For the next one?
We are.
Yeah.
Okay. 775, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Thank you. My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How are you? Do you have a question for us tonight?
I do. My name is Wendy, and I've had a friend for about 40 years. She lives about 100 miles away in South Lake Tahoe, and I'm in Sacramento. And around August, she just stopped communicating with me, and then we reconnected. And then just last week, she said she needed some space. And I'm going to be very honest. I treasure her friendship. We call each other sister. But I'm not so sure it's good for me to have a friend that would treat me this way, because I've only been supportive and kind and wonderful to her. And I'm wondering if she'll ever call me again, and I wonder if she was influenced by somebody, but there's no rhyme or reason to this.
Okay, Wendy. Well, let's see what we've got. Do either of you ladies have anything for Wendy yet?
Not yet.
Okay, Wendy, DC, I was just hearing, you know, you've got to consider what's going on in the world right now. Send her love. Don't judge her. Okay? And just, let everything sort of like let the air clear is what I was hearing. And then I had a woman come in from the other side, and she came in, and then I saw butterflies, and I was smelling some delicious food. I know it's a relative, but I'm not sure if it's an aunt or a grandmother. She loved animals. And I feel like she really, she loved her family. And I was hearing, like, soft music in the background. And this woman passed, she had a medical condition, and I don't know if she actually knew about it. So I don't know, can you recognize, like, a woman that, in your family, maybe an aunt or a grandmother that loved to cook and loved pets? And I'm getting she really was oriented.
Not in that combination, no.
Okay, well, I'm getting this woman loved to cook, and I feel like it's a relative. And I'm getting possibly like with an M name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she stepped forward. So just hold on to what I gave you. It may make sense later, because sometimes it doesn't. But she's saying, Wendy, she knows that you sort of feel like you're stuck in a rut right now. And she's
uh-huh.
just saying, just let it all go. Connect with your joy and let things, let a little, time and space happen for things to clear. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, she's coming in with someone with a B name, and it's a gentleman. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, and when I saw something to do with like medical. I think the gentleman had some kind of like a medical issue that he had for quite some time. And I'm feeling like the gentleman was a friend of your family member, maybe a close friend. Okay. And they both are saying that you have such amazing compassion for others. Don't lose that. Okay?
You're right.
Okay. And just, focus on yourself for a little while. Just take a break. And I'm getting you have so many, you have like boxes. I don't know if you have maybe pictures or something else of importance in these boxes. But I'm getting like, get them straightened out. This woman is saying, take the time now and start organizing these boxes, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I do need to do that. That is right on, DC.
Okay, so, they tell me crazy things, so I'm just going with the flow here. Okay, and she's saying it wouldn't hurt if you meditated at night a little bit. It'd help you to get rid of all this stuff that you're holding on to. You don't want to take it to bed with you, okay?
Yeah.
So she's saying, the best night is just to clear your mind, clear your heart, and you'll be able to sleep better. Okay? That's what she had to say. So I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. I hope it helped you, hon. God bless.
What was the first initial of the man that came through, though? Was it a D or a P?
Okay, ladies, do you remember? I mean, once it, I don't know if I said B or P. Do you guys remember?
I don't remember that. I remember.
All I remember,
B.
It was a friend of this lady's. It was a friend of your family member, and your family, you know, your family knew him for a long time, and he had a long-term medical issue. Does that make sense to you?
No, my beloved brother David is no longer with us. He had a horrific fall off of a bridge.
Okay. My goodness, so sorry. My goodness.
Yeah,
okay.
Most painful thing that ever happened in my life.
God bless you. I'm so sorry. Well, you pulled him in when you said that, and he's just asking you to slow down because you're just. It's almost like you're just going through life. You're going through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a connection with him in the month of November?
Well, I've loved him always. His birth month is August, but his life ended in early March, about 5 years ago.
Okay, there is some connection with the month of November. I don't know what it is. Okay, so maybe, you know, at a time when you're off of the year.
He drove me down to a hospital for surgery on my hand in November. Maybe that's it.
All right, that's just to validate that he's here with us. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies, hon. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay. Mary, do you want to give your message?
Yes. Wendy, I got the Two of Earth for you, and just like your brother came through DC and said, you're trying to do too much and overworking yourself, and you need to balance the home and career, and you're creating a great deal of stress. So you need to balance home and career just to be a little more balanced. And it's true that you're quite capable of handling many things at once and that you can be positive. However, it can also be bad for your mental and physical health if you're not loving what you're doing. Wherever you can, try to find fun in all aspects of your work. Sneak a little joy into your job. Find a way to make work more playful. And then the wisdom part of the card is the need for balance between work and play is the perfect job for Archangel Zachiel. He urges you to stop and smell the roses, even during times of extreme stress. And the Two of Earth card, it actually shows someone on a boat on a thin line, and the person is juggling the clock and like a few balls. So it's like juggling too many things at once. And I'm getting like slow down. And when your brother came in through DC, he also came through my crown. Like, just slow down and just relax and try to balance. So that's my message, Wendy. Hope that resonates and helps you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Wendy.
Wendy, this is Liz, and I pulled two cards for you. And the first one is in reference to your friend. It says, you shift, they shift. In regards to, you know, everything that's going on right now in this time, people's anxiety levels are all over the place. We're all dealing with these new paradigms and changes in our life that we're not used to. And it's hard, right? It's been overwhelming. And sometimes, you know, our energy is, you know, when you're near someone that has like a not good feeling energy or chaotic energy, sometimes it makes you not feel good. And that just might be what's going on. I think your friend is a little overwhelmed, and that's all. She may need to be just alone, period, because of all the stuff that's going on in the world. And it just, you know, it's getting to her at this point, right? So just have patience, have understanding and love that, you know, she needs a little time. And, you know, thank goodness she was able to communicate it to you that way instead of, you know, maybe having an argument over something that had nothing to do with it and maybe never speaking again, you know. Mm-hmm. Let her have her time, you know, maybe send her some cards, letting her know you're thinking of her, just subtle things so that she can know that you care and but still, you know, have her space and be able to process what she needs to do, you know. This time and energy is just a little erratic, so it's taking its toll on everyone.
Thank you. Will she ever call me again?
Yeah, she will. Down. We need to, you know, some of us don't take change as easily as others, right? We're not able to just shift gears
and move on
to the next thing.
She had a horrific fall in August and a severe injury and broken bones in her hand, and that was traumatic. And also she's worried about her house and worried about employment, and that is a lot to have on your plate.
Yeah.
So,
but
I can tell you that I'm sure she's not shutting everybody in her life out. I don't know why she's doing that to me, because I know you don't know me, but I have been nothing but kind and supportive to her.
I'm sure, you know, and here's the thing. It probably really has nothing to do with you, Wendy. It's just whatever she's going through. And that's just how it is. Okay. You know, unfortunately, when we feel like our life is spinning out of control, we try to shut things down. And we just, sometimes we don't pick and choose. She might have just been having a bad day because of something else, and you were the person that was on the phone, and she just said, I can't deal with one more thing, right? So she'll realize, you know, and when things start to settle down, and, you know, she had a traumatic injury, so she has more on her plate than the rest of us right now, it sounds like. So just give her space, send her love, send her loving thoughts, and she'll come back around. She just needs a little, she needs to get another taken care of so she doesn't have so much happening.
All right.
And then the other card I pulled for you, again, like the lady said, slowing down. You need to rest. Don't think about this, because her wanting to shut you down, it's because of something she has going on. So you need to focus on you, and you need to slow down what you have going on. So this picture shows a beautiful person meditating on the beach at sunrise, and it said, the light appears before the rise. So, you know, when we take time out, when we slow down, and do those things, we're able to, you know, calm ourselves down, release judgment against other people, and we feel better about ourselves, and that in turn helps other people feel better about themselves. And before you know it, the dawn will be here. So,
well, thank you.
It's all coming. You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
No problem. And you call us back and let us know how you make out, okay, Wendy?
Thank you. I shall.
All right. Okay, you have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, ladies. Are we ready for the next one?
We are. Yeah. That was beautiful, Liz. That was beautiful. Mary, you guys are rocking it. It's just amazing.
Well, we still have a full switchboard here.
Okay,
yes,
we'll rock on then.
All right. So here we go. 631, you're live with Angel Answers. So we have your first name?
Hi, this is Suzanne. And just anything you pick up?
Okay.
Awesome. Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Suzanne, this is DC. I heard the word stress when you said, is there anything that you pick up? Have you been stressed lately?
Yeah.
I'm getting worried. I'm getting stressed. You've got to just focus on all the positive in your life. And I'm getting just, you know, like really focus on you. Are you, you know, taking care of yourself, eating well, getting enough sleep, things like that?
Yeah, I'm trying to, yes.
Okay, because I'm getting maybe a little bit more focus in those areas would be very helpful. Okay?
Okay.
So the angels are just, you know, they're here and they want to help you, hon. And I just, like I said, I feel the stress. Like the stress was, you know, really a lot on I feel a lot on my shoulders.
Well, a little bit. It's getting less a little bit.
Okay. I'm getting, you know, just stay positive, and as you do, you're going to see great things are going to come your way, and you truly deserve them. And just my dog Ginger's coming in. She comes in, and she's saying hello to you, and she's saying, you know, just laugh and know that you're here to have fun. Enjoy the journey that you're on. And at times, you know, life can be a little bit, you know, like a little bit scary, but don't worry because you're going to get through this. And as I say this, I see three women. Do you have a friend on the other side, hon?
A woman? I sure do.
Okay, because I feel like she's coming forward. And I'm also seeing a connection with water. I don't know if the three of you, you know, you and she and maybe another person like to go maybe to a lake or to somewhere where there's
a
larger body of water.
I just got chills. I'm not kidding. We used to go to a Smith Point beach and listen to the band and sit there, and it was me and her and another friend.
Beautiful. Well, she's coming in because she's saying you've been through a hard time lately, and she's saying I've been with you. You haven't realized it, but I have been with you, hon, okay?
Oh, can she tell to look for a guy for me and a better job? I mean, a full-time job?
She's laughing. Hey, I'll help you, but, you know, you're here to learn some lessons and, you know, to do some things on your own. Did you have a beautiful memorial for this friend, hon? Was there a beautiful memorial for her?
I didn't have a memorial. I went to her wake.
Okay, because I'm getting she's just saying thank you for, you know, being there and being the beautiful friend that you are. And she's just handing you this beautiful, beautiful heart. And she's saying, you know, symbolically, she wants you to know that you're always in her heart, and she hopes that she's in yours. Okay? So she came in as soon as I started to connect with you, hon. Okay?
And what about the other two women?
Okay, all I got is she's the one that she stepped forward. Did she have... I'm getting someone had an issue with, like, being depressed. And she's saying that you found it hard to say goodbye to her.
I'm sorry, what?
You found it hard to say goodbye to her?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, she's just letting you know that I heard you. And she I don't know, do you feel like, do you feel her around you? Because I'm getting, like, she's showing me she's always around you, hon. Okay.
You know, it's weird.
Do you get like tingly when you think about her? And I feel like almost like your hair standing up, or you get goosebumps.
I don't know. I did before.
Okay, because she's saying you can tell when I'm around you, hon. Okay. So that's what I'm getting. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies, hon. And thank you for calling in this evening.
You're welcome.
Mary, do you want to give your reading?
Yes. Hi, Suzanne. I got the Earth and Ground card for you from the Angel Guide Oracle deck. And basically it means to ground yourself and, you know, go out in nature if you can. If you're in the East Coast, obviously it's too cold. You're 6'3", 1".
Well, I'm out
so
with
that's East Coast.
3 hours and 15 minutes a day. Even a little bit of snow.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're out?
Yeah.
Okay. So the message of the book is you may be feeling discombobulated or all over the place at this time, most likely because you are spreading yourself too thin and taking on too many projects at once. So your angel guide is encouraging you to get grounded. When you come back to Earth, you will have a clearer insight into who you are and what you need to do to feel safer and more at ease in your life. I highlighted this part. You are being guided to take some time to breathe, connect with fresh air, and even go somewhere in nature where you can relax and release and let go. The extended message of this card, which I'm being guided to read for you, is you are blessed to receive this card today because it's a message of protection and guardianship. Angels are strongly connected to you and your path right now, and they want to support your evolution. When you lose a sense of connection to who you are, You can often find yourself focusing on energy or projects or even old habits that can limit that evolution. So take time to breathe. Call on Mother Earth to hold you and invite angels of the earth to draw deep roots from your being down to the heart of the earth. Know that when you are grounded, you are strong, focused, and loving, and a loving individual, and you can make decisions that are enriching and revitalizing. When this card shows up for you, angels are guiding you to remember that you are of great value. The earth is blessed to have you. That is so beautiful. So go out and ground. That is so beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Suzanne, this is Liz. And when DC was given her reading, I immediately felt like uneasiness in my stomach. Are you having like some intestinal problems and things?
I had a stomachache before.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, it was saying, it was kind of like the stress that you have is causing you to have those issues, you know. So just be mindful of that. And if you start to let some of the things go, not be so worrisome about them. You'll get rid of that issue. But your first card, it says, where you stand has been designed for your optimal growth. You are planted exactly where you will grow. Let your roots seep deep into the soil. So I'm getting that you're on the fence about a lot of things. And this is telling you that you just plant your roots and you have to grow there.
I really don't have too many decisions. I just moved. I like it where I moved. That's where I was stressed, like nonstop with that. But I moved. I took a job closer to where I live, but it's part-time. So really I'm just looking for something full-time. And that, you know, I guess a man, when they come in, it's God's, will give me one.
So what this is saying is to plant your roots there. Get comfortable, settle in. Even the part-time job, settle in, because you're going to grow. You're going to grow from there based on what you have to offer, people want. So when you do your best of your ability, you're going to grow. They're going to want more of you. So this is just telling you to do that, you know. Make yourself a home, be comfortable, settle in, and everything's going to get better. That's where you're meant to be. And, you know, just don't be on the fence about it. Be ready. Claim it. And then the other card is about your friend. And the word on the card says compromise, but that's not really what sticks out to me. It's a picture of an angel, and she has her heart is wide open. And as DC was saying, when you want to get messages from the other side, you have to have an open heart. So this is telling you to open your heart, and then her crown is lit up just as bright as the sunshine. And that's your connection. You know, you said, oh, I used to get tingles when I thought she was around. I don't anymore. It's because you started cutting it off. You said, I don't want to feel it anymore. So when you say, yes, I want your messages, yes, I want to hear from you, I want to commune with you, then they're going to come in and they're going to give them to you. She's going to be there for you. She is there for you. But you've kind of blocked her out. And it's probably subconsciously, but that's what happened. And, you know, in order to make that connection again, just open your heart. When you get those tingles, say, hey, thanks for being there, you know, and enjoy it. You know, that's why they're there. They want to be here for us. They want to help us. They want to guide us. They want to show us that they still support us, even from the other side. So it's up to you to open that connection and allow it. Okay?
Yeah, I thought that was absolutely amazing when she said that me and her led the beach and another woman, because that's what we did every once in a while.
Yeah,
and honey,
you can't make this stuff up.
No,
it
and
was,
you know what,
was...
this is DC. Do you have a blonde or a redheaded friend? Because I'm getting a woman with lighter hair is going to be significant in helping you to meet someone. So is there like a girlfriend or someone that you know that has like either blonde, red hair, like fair hair? They're fair skinned. I feel like they're going to be there to help you to meet.
I have a friend that begins with an M, and she's very fair skinned.
Okay.
I don't see her that often,
okay.
But I asked if she wanted to come over this weekend for lunch. don't know if she can.
And just open yourself up and, you know, open yourself up and you've got to love yourself first, okay? So that's one of the big things. Make sure that you love yourself first, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so like I said, that's what I got a lighter here. A friend is going to come and she's really going to help you in love. So I hope that helps.
All right, thank you so much.
So well,
all right,
God bless.
You follow up with us, Suzanne.
Okay, thank you.
Take
care. All right.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Okay, ladies, are we ready for the next one?
We are.
All right. 206, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi, this is Austin.
Hi, Austin. Do you have a question for us?
I wanted to get some insight or if there's any messages regarding my acting career.
Wow, very cool. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, Austin. We're very honored to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Okay. Okay. I'm getting I feel like that you need a little time to think a little bit more about, you know, what you're wanting in regard to the acting, okay? Because I'm getting, Austin, just be careful that you don't pick the wrong places, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I'm getting there's going to be a man probably with dark hair, and he's going to be able to help you, okay? And just, you know, be the magnificent person that you are, and, you know, that'll show him, you know, that you have what it takes, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm hearing major change, okay? So have you been, visualizing what it is you want exactly?
Yeah, more so than I did before, definitely.
Okay, because I'm getting you really have to visualize, you know, see what you are wanting. Because you hold within you, Austin, the power to change everything. Okay? And I just feel the angels are with you and ask them to come in and help you. You know, tell them what you're desiring. Okay? Okay. And the other thing that I'm getting is that you are very, very talented. Okay? And I'm sort of saying that, you know, there might be a couple things out there that might interest you, Austin, okay? I have to ask you, do you have a male relative that had breathing issues that passed?
Yes.
Okay, because that male is coming in, hon, to be with you, okay? And I'm getting that you're very clairvoyant, that you have the ability to see. You see things, you know, beyond what is here in the earthly realm, okay?
Okay.
And this beautiful person, he's just saying that he wants you to know that he's safe and he's with you and he wants to help you to live your life. He's saying live it to the fullest, Austin, okay?
Okay.
And he just wants you to, you know, he wants you to enjoy this time on earth, this beautiful journey, and he's saying, I'm with you, and please don't be afraid, okay? Have you been a little cranky lately? Because he's saying he's a little cranky lately, you know?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. And he's saying he's a little bit too focused. You've got to chill out and enjoy yourself a little bit and just enjoy where you are presently, okay?
Okay.
He wants you to sort of just lighten up a little bit, Austin, okay? And he's saying, I've been watching over you, okay? He's with you, and what is it within you that, there's a place in you that's holding fear, and he wants you to release it, hon?
Okay. I think that's what's holding me back is my confidence.
Okay. Well, he's here to help you, okay? That's what I'm getting. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. God bless and good luck, Austin.
Thank you.
Hi, Austin. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
I got two cards for you. Jump out. I got the Ten of Earth and the Six of Earth. And the Ten of Earth is it's a card where there's abundance everywhere, and a family, a woman that's pregnant, and there's a grandma with a grandkid, and it looks like the grandfather's there, and there's birds flying, and a whole bunch of pentacles on this pillar. So the card meaning, which I'm being guided today to read from the book all the time, is this is a time of financial security and peaceful contentment. There is a strong emphasis on family lineage with a focus toward knowing that the children's futures are secure and the funds for retirement have been set aside. Material comforts and home and health are priorities. Seeing that your family's needs are taken care of is as much a show of love as emotional displays. With this card, everything just feels happy and peaceful. It's important to share your history with your children or your family members. The wisdom part of the card is Archangel Jophiel is here to share in your happiness and good fortune. Truly, the world is yours. And that's his message to you. And then the sixth of earth meaning is, is the good you do comes back to you. The universe notices your grateful, kind, compassionate heart and rewards you with more abundance. This is the law of attraction at work in its most positive form. It doesn't matter if you give money or donate your time or other items to those in need. Your generosity will be returned. This card can indicate you as either the giver or the receiver of unexpected windfalls. Wow, I'm getting chills from head to toe. It can also reflect promotions, bonuses, or other financial blessings. The wisdom part of this card is renewal is a card where the karma of your current and past actions come into play. Archangel Jeremiah helps you see that your kindness to others will be or already has been returned. So whatever you give, you will get in return. Not expecting it, of course, Austin. Hope that helps.
I heard
Liz chuckle, like, so that means that she had something similar or she got some vibes from what I was saying.
all of the above.
That's awesome.
I pulled two cards for you, and funny, one of them is karma, is the card. And as Mary began to read to you about the law of attraction, I was writing down from the first card so I didn't forget about the law of attraction. So the first card I pulled for you is a picture of a cog, you know, like a metal gear, and says, life is always evolving, constantly moving, never standing still. So it's saying to open your mind. You know what you want to do, and that's great. But sometimes you have to open your mind to accept other options and not be so stuck on how you think that the end result should be. You've got to let the universe kind of do its job, say, this is what I want to do, get me there. And then you have to trust that the universe is guiding you the right way to something that is far beyond what you ever would have even dreamed. So what I'm getting is you're so stuck in one idea of what you want to do. And if you open up your, if you take the blinders off and look at all options and be open to every option, even trying it, you're going to end up with something that is far beyond what you ever anticipated. And then the karma card came, and I was like, didn't really understand it at first, and now it kind of all falls into place, right? But I really think that, too, was addressing the law of attraction, you know, what you're putting out there saying, I want a successful acting career, and I'm going to have it. That's all you need to do. And then, you know, do the steps, do the work to pursue channels, but don't cut any channels off. It's just telling you to be open. Be ready, you know, and sometimes the thing that you least expect puts you wildly in the right place somehow, some way. So that's my
Very
message
true.
For you, and I hope that resonates since we all were so in sync.
Yes. It does. I'm big with the law of attraction, and it has definitely worked for me.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful force. So you follow back up with us and let us know how you make out, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great evening.
You too.
Woo! We're on fire, girl.
Wow.
Yes, oh my goodness.
We might have to extend the show.
We've got 24 minutes and I don't know.
Beautiful.
A good handful of callers, so we'll just keep plugging down the list. You guys ready for the next one?
We're ready.
All right. 951, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. Do you have a question for us?
Hey, how's it going, ladies?
Great. It's going great. Nathaniel is a great friend, and I've connected with him for a few years now. And Nathaniel, Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, I have to tell you, working harder is not going to help you to make more money, Nathaniel. You've got to do what you love. And when you do that, the money is just going to keep coming in, okay? And Nathaniel plays the guitar, and he's so amazing. As soon as he plays the guitar, he connects immediately with spirit. It's just so beautiful.
Oh.
Totally, totally amazing, Nathaniel. You are so amazing. Okay? So I'm getting, I'm hearing, start creating, Nathaniel. Creating the vision that you want for your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've got to really start, visualizing is what spirit is showing me, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, it's sort of like give yourself a little time and space to think things out, okay? And, ask the angels to come in and help you as well. Continue to meditate, Nathaniel. Have you been meditating?
Yes, quite a bit, yeah.
Okay, beautiful. And you've got to trust the messages that you're getting, Nathaniel. That's a biggie, okay? And Spirit is saying don't push, too far too fast. I feel like you really do have some great ideas inside of you, and you've got to give yourself a little time to figure out how to, bring them into your reality. And I am getting the word success around you, Nathaniel. Okay, so you have the ability to do some amazing things. Okay? And don't be afraid, reach out to others. And I don't know, is there something spiritually that you've been thinking about? Something that you wanted to maybe study or look into?
I've been, kind of doing the whole thing, I guess. Not just anything off the top of my head right now.
Okay. Well, you've got to really think about and envision your ideal situation. What is it that you would love to do, Nathaniel? Okay?
Okay.
I'm getting your inner child to say, Nathaniel, come out. Play with me. Play with that inner child and allow yourself to just, to have fun. And when you do, when you come back, I feel like your mind is going to be so much clearer, Nathaniel. Okay?
Okay.
And think about, angels are saying, Nathaniel, think about who you were when you were younger, okay? And, what you did. And I feel like there's something from your past that's going to help you to go forward, Nathaniel. I'm hearing prosperity around you, okay? And, I'm hearing, happiness is going to come again, Nathaniel. So I as I connected with you, during the week, I also am getting this again. I feel more money is going to come your way. I don't know if it's a different position or a raise, but I do feel like more money is coming to you, okay? Things are starting to really, go your way, Nathaniel, so you have to really feel that energy and envision what you are wanting, okay? And I'm also seeing a beautiful woman standing next to you, okay? And open your heart and allow yourself to really, feel the love and start loving yourself a little bit more. And if you're interested in love, I feel like, you know, there's an opportunity for that, Nathaniel. Thank you for calling in. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies. Have a blessed
hey,
evening,
thanks,
hon.
You too. God bless.
Hi, Nathaniel. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
I got the moon card for you. And it's listening to your intuition and pay attention to the signs from the divine. It's also meaning unnecessary worries, let go of your fears, and revelations that will make everything clear. It's an angel holding her hands to her heart, and she's flying, and there's a beautiful moon and castles behind her. It's just an amazing card to get the moon. And Archangel Haniel is associated with the subconscious, your intuition, and divine gifts. She can help you see the truth in any situation. When DC mentioned a spiritual, I got all tingly on my crown, and I'm not sure if you're, like, a gifted person, if you're intuitive as well, or if you're psychic. If you're not, you're going to become, you're going to be becoming like psychic and being aware. You're going to start seeing what you didn't see before. Try not to be afraid. And it's also saying that you're going to be a professional intuitive or a reader. And it's also mentioning the power of your sleeping dreams. So, I mean, if you're having dreams, if you could keep a sleep journal or a dream journal, not a sleep journal, a dream journal, sleep journal, yeah, basically, yeah, dream journal. So whenever you wake up, if you remember the dreams, it would be nice to write them down because, you know, our angels like to give us messages through our dreams. So basically, you're amazingly intuitive and a gifted person. That's what the moon means. So I hope that resonates, maybe not now, but in the future.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Nathaniel. This is Liz. And I guess in the art of sounding redundant, which seems to be our theme tonight, I have two cards for you, and they're very much in line with what the lady said. The first one is, the complexity lies in allowing yourself to think, plan, and organize alone. Your return to simplicity comes from asking for what is of your highest good. So it's telling you to stop. I feel like you try to look to other people to answer the questions that you want to know about your own life. It's telling you to stop. You need to just decide. And if you're unsure of yourself, spend time in meditation, because meditation is where we connect to the higher power, and that's where you're going to get your answers. You're going to be guided. The only person you should ever look to make your life decisions is you and your higher power. No one else, you know, they don't know what's best for you. It's funny, when DC was talking to you, all of a sudden I started rubbing my third eye like crazy, and I was like, what is going on? And then Mary telling you that you're opening up to that power. The next card I pulled for you says, allow the voice of intuition to be your guide. So, you know, intuition and our connection to spirit is something we're all born with. It's like a muscle, and we tend to shut it off in childhood because we're taught to. And all you need to do is start working with it, start connecting and trusting it, trusting yourself, and you can open that connection right back up. You can have it as strong as ever. So I do believe what Mary says, that you have a hidden gift, and you just have to uncover it again. Okay?
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, ladies. Have a good night.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Nathaniel.
Follow up with us and let us know how you make out.
Okay.
God bless, Nathaniel.
How about you, see?
Have a good evening.
Good night.
Okay, ladies, we ready for the next one?
Yes,
we are.
All right. 510, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name?
Yes, Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. Do you have a question for us?
I'm like 80 messages from spirit and anything y'all pick up.
Okay. All right, ladies.
Okay.
Anybody have anything for Tasha?
Yeah. Well, this is DC. Tasha, my dog Ginger is coming in, and she has an essential oil with her. What I'm getting is sometimes you might go forward, and like I feel like it's like you're putting a little bit too much effort. Okay. And she's bringing in this beautiful, gentle essential oil blend. And she's saying, girlfriend, you have all those beautiful angels with you. And, you know, you've got the archangels, the really powerful angels with you. So there's nothing that you have to, you know, that you have to worry about. Okay? Sometimes I'm getting, you know, like there's a little bit too much force that you don't need to do that. And to find an essential blend that would be similar, it may have a little bit of lemon, maybe a little bit of eucalyptus. I'm getting maybe some cedarwood, sandalwood, a little bit of rose. But that will actually help you to feel protected physically, mentally, emotionally. And know that when you walk forward on your beautiful path, that these beautiful angels are walking with you, hon, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger's saying that, you know, you have such beautiful, unique gifts, okay? It's time to really, you know, think about this and develop these beautiful gifts and, you know, allow the universe to help you to go forward. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, I have to ask you, I'm getting that there's a little girl in spirit around you, and I'm hearing very gentle music, and I feel like she touches your hand at different times. This beautiful little girl is here with you, and I don't know if it's like it's a little girl. She's not that old. But she's definitely a relative, hon.
Okay.
She's saying relative. Okay, so I don't know if you could, you know, relate to that, but I'm getting relative. Okay. Okay. And she's saying something about your childhood. Did you have some kind of really, really hard time in your childhood? Because she's saying when
yes.
she was a child. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, and she's very proud of you, and she's proud of the woman that you've become, okay?
Okay,
and she's coming in with a gentleman, okay, and this gentleman stands next to a father figure, okay, and she's just saying that you don't realize how amazing that you are, and she's saying, you know, in time that you will, okay?
Okay.
All right, what is she showing me? Did you fall and break a bone when you were younger?
I don't think so.
Because I'm seeing that, or did you maybe not break a bone, but you had like a serious injury? Did you have to get stitches or something?
Yeah, when I was little, I had a steel toe boot go into my forehead, and I had to have stitches.
Okay. That's their way of showing things to me. Okay, so she's just acknowledging she's around you, and she's been around you for a while, hon. Okay? She's saying that you smell like different things. Like, in other words, I don't know, do you ever smell like someone smoking a cigar, but, you know, you're by yourself and there's no one smoking a cigar, but yet you maybe smell like smoke or something from either a cigarette or a cigar or something?
Mm-hmm.
Because you see your nose, that you smell things like that aren't there?
Yeah.
You have it's called clear olfactory, where you actually, I do it myself, and sometimes, like, I start wheezing and coughing and everything. That's really funny. But she's with you, and she's saying, don't worry so much. Okay, she's asking you to just, you know, play is what I'm getting, okay? Just, you know, play and have a little bit more fun, okay? So this, I don't know who the little girl is, but she's with you, hon, okay? that's what I have, and I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. So, God bless.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Tasha. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
I got the Queen of Fire for you, and today I'm being asked to read from the book again. It's a beautiful, I'll tell you the picture. It's a beautiful queen sitting in her throne, surrounded by gold everywhere, and she's holding on an angel, something with angel's wings, and the chair is made out of dragons. So amazing. I mean, I think you have gifts, and obviously angels are all around you, like DC said, and they're there to help you. I'm getting like you have gifts, like spiritual gifts, as well. And especially if you have the sense of smell that you can smell, because sometimes I get like cigarette smoke. No one smokes around me, but I still smell it. So that means spirit is around someone that smoked. I'm going to read the book, meaning it says, hold this baby bottle for me while I save the world. You or your situation, there is nothing you can't do. Not only can you do anything, you can do it all, like at once, literally at the same time. You can take care of the kids, plan the meals, volunteer for your favorite charity, and keep your spouse feeling like they are blessed beyond words. All the while, you're doing a corporate takeover, rocking the stock market, and making time for those friends you are so incredibly loyal and devoted to. In short, you're a superwoman. People are crazy about you, and all they want to do is help you. You know exactly what you want and don't care overly much about what anyone else thinks. You have the gift to take over the world, as I mentioned. Hey, you might as well. Someone's got to. And words of awareness is don't dismiss other people's ideas and opinions out of hand. Try to keep the perfectionism under control. Just try. Don't be a sore loser. Pay attention when you're being too controlling and ratchet it down a notch. Have patience for those who aren't as gifted as you. And you are gifted, Tasha. Try not to take on so much that you're so stressed out, which you have to admit for you would be a lot. It's important to have balance. And additional meaning of this card is showing grace under fire, maintaining a balance between work and home, passion that must be expressed, and physical fitness and a healthy focus on your personal appearance. Hope that resonates. That's a beautiful card. I mean, just sitting on a throne. Liz, did you get anything?
Yes. So this is Liz, Tasha, and I pulled two cards for you. And the first one is your inner truth will heal your life. And so what I was feeling is you have to accept all parts of who you are, all parts of your story that you've lived. It's all part of who we are. And I feel like there's some things that you're maybe ashamed about, or you don't really want to share about, or don't you kind of dislike it and want to detach it from yourself. But the truth is, it's part of what makes you beautiful, and it's part of who you are. And the other important part about that is that when we embrace and accept everything that we've gone through, it just makes us more authentic and more beautiful. And we feel better. And then when we share our story, we actually help to heal other people that we're around. So stop holding those parts out of your story. Stop being ashamed of them, because they're what got you to where you are today. And they were important. You had to go through them to be here. So embrace them. And then your second card is, great connection does not happen in the quantum shift. It takes place from the light within. So I feel like you're waiting. You have these spiritual desires and urges inside you, but you're waiting. You're waiting for the masses to change or to rise up, and that's never going to happen. You just need to create your own shift. Be the light. Just go your own way. Take care of Tasha, and you'll be at peace. And I had a message come that said, "Stay true to yourself." I kept hearing. So don't listen to what other people are trying to tell you, the naysaying. You know, do what's in your heart. Do what feels right. And, you know, you're going to feel better about yourself. And then you're also going to help other people. So I hope that message resonates with you.
Oh, thank you.
And call us back and let us know how you make out.
Okay.
All right. You have a good evening.
You too.
Well, ladies, we have about 4.5 minutes left.
Yeah.
it seems we're getting wildly more popular because we have quite a few callers that we weren't able to get to tonight. But, you know, call us back next week. We'll be here at the same bat time, same bat station. And, you know,
thank goodness.
We do our best to get to everyone. Cool. I think this is the first time we haven't been able to get them all, but we appreciate everyone. I know that. So,
definitely.
Mary, do you want to share where everyone can reach you quickly before we go off?
Yes, they can reach me through the Sacred Embers Network, Mary Hernandez, or email me at MaryHernandez5252@gmail.com or also via Facebook under Mary Hernandez.
Beautiful, Mary. And Liz, can you go next?
Sure. You can find me on Facebook or Instagram at LizP11Love, or you can email me at Lizzie, L-I-Z-Z-Y, 91080 at gmail.com. And also on the Sacred Embers page.
Beautiful. And before we go, ladies, I have Ginger handed you, Liz, rose essential oil to really help you to feel cherished. You truly are amazing. And the rose essential oil will help you with that, okay, to really help you feel, you know, to feel loved, to feel uplifted, she's saying, and to really feel renewed. And she's saying for Mary, she's saying like a clary sage sort of essential oil because she sees in Mary this beautiful little girl that's just running around and playing in the sunshine, and she's picking flowers, she's smelling them, she's smiling, she's giggling, she's looking at the clouds in the sky, the birds, the plants, and she's just in love with everything around her. So those are the two oils that Ginger handed to each of you before the show ends.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you,
I love you, Ginger. I love you, lady.
Well, she was trying to be good today, so she said, "Can I just go on for a second, Mom?" Hey.
Yeah. I love her.
Okay, ladies, we're getting down to the last couple seconds, I guess. But for the people out there, thank you, and please call us back next week.
Yeah,
love you guys.
Thank you, callers.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.